The Lord been encouraging me go through different thing, and I believe we all been through a lot since 2020 alone. I've seen the so many things going on, and in our nation, in our personal life, and even individually, I have seen people. I work with people every day, and I want to share with something. I believe that the word for this season, and regardless what's going on with us, whether financial, whether health, whatever going on, I believe our Father, our God, want us to live in perfect peace, because He is able to keep our soul, our mind, our heart still. And I really believe that if we can do that, if we can trust Him to that level, I know we all have been trusting Him, so, until today. But I believe that the Lord wants us to continue to trust Him regardless of what's going on, regardless whether what the nation, whether someone treated us horribly, whether some people we might put our trust, whether in people in authority, that God might use them a certain way and we might not agree, disagree. I believe the Lord wants us to trust in Him more. Yes, the king's heart, even the king's heart in the hand of the Lord, and He can turn just like water. In Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1, also talking about, we know. So we call to pray for our leaders, and we, certain things that we don't like it and what's going on. And the Lord, I believe the Lord wants us to trust Him, come to Him. All who heavy laden, He will give us rest. Only in Him we have life and life more abundantly. As Jesus promised everyone who believe in Him, Jesus promised us, John 10, 10, He said, I come give you life more abundantly. He's not talking about heaven, but He's talking about here on earth. And I believe that He wants us to live fully, like full of joy, full of grace, full of truth, full of light, so we can be impacted people around us, regardless, where we are at in life, state of life, and what situation we might encounter. And the Lord call us, we are the light of this world. And we want to represent Him. I'm sure we can't do it by ourselves, but by the grace of God. I want to turn on Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28 30. We're familiar with the scriptures, and let's turn on, put my glasses on so I can read it better. Matthew 11, we are familiar with the scripture, 28 to 30. This is Jesus' word. Jesus' word. 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who labor and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, a lowly in heart, and you'll find rest of your soul, for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So our Lord Jesus inviting every one of us, whatever situation we going through and whatever need we going through, and in Him, He said, come unto me, all you heavy laden, I give you rest. So I'll rest only in our Lord Jesus. He is the source of our life. And I think if we don't have peace, we can do anything. If we don't have peace, we can't do much for our life, for the life of other people. I believe that the Lord wants us to continue to trust in Him regardless what's going on. Maybe we don't like it. What is going on, maybe situation in our country right now, maybe financial, maybe worry, what we got, we don't know, uncertainty. But I believe the Lord want us to continue to trust Him, because He's our source. And as our father Abraham, God instructed him, I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. It's stated in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. And I believe that the same thing today for us, as Abraham, our father, and as he is, I believe, as our father, he partaker of divine nature of God, the power of God, when he was about 100, and he still can have kid, have child, because of the power of God. And Galatians chapter 3 talk about whoever believe are blessed like believing Abraham. So Abraham believed in the Lord, and I believe that what the Lord want us to establish our heart. Trusting in Him, continue to learn to trust in Him, continue rely on Him, because He is the truth. He is our source of peace. And special peace and joy and love is from Him, from God the Father, from our Lord Jesus Christ. And we see clear that our Lord Jesus, He is faithful, and He's been faithful to us. Like in my case, He's been faithful to me when I was born. When I was born, there's bombing everywhere. He kept me alive. At least five times I encountered like that situation, but praise God. I'm going to continue to trust Him as I walk through jungle, escape from Vietnam, and tiger roaring around. That I reminded myself of that. We easily forget, just like children of Israel, forget all the miracle and the miracle that God performed in our life. We're supposed to rehearse them over, over and over. Because why? We human tendency, we forget things. We forget things. So the Lord wants us to remind it ourselves. That's why whenever I gave my testimony, I share testimony, it reminded me how God has been good to us, how God has been good to me. And I believe the same thing with every one of us. The Lord wants us to rehearse, like reminded ourselves the good things of God, the things that God has been doing. Because the goodness of God is lead us to repent or change the way we think about God. And our Lord Jesus, so clear in this point, He said, come to me who labor heavy laden. He invites every one of us, continue to trust Him. I know we all have been trusting Him, but I believe that this time is going to be deeper because we've been shaken since 2020, especially, you know, we've been shaken a lot. But the truth is God is shaking our heart. Whether we trust in man or whether we trust in our finance, whether we trust in our system, whatever the case, but I believe that God is shaking the core of our being. That's our heart. Until something cannot be shaken, those things remain. I believe the precious, everything of God have given us remains. I think that the peace, the love, the joy that the Lord wants to bring forth for human, for the people around us to know that we are different because we are children of God. We carry DNA of God. We carry. And I share countless people and I met countless business owners. They are worried too much during this time. And when I got home, and even right there, I share with them, I just thank God for the grace, the peace that God has given me. And I talked to my wife recently. I said, honey, I just thank God for God has given us the peace. That regardless of what's going on, we are sourcing from Him. We don't look at, you know, situation around us. And the business this year much slower than last year or the year before. And a lot of small business, and I met business owners, and they do concern, worry. There's ladies that I couldn't keep my nails have been biting because so much, you know, worry. And I just thank God for the grace. God give us the peace that pass all human understanding, how we can obtain that peace. And Isaiah show us so clearly in Isaiah 26, verse 3. I'm going to read. We all know the scripture. And I just reminded myself, and maybe I shared, I'm talking to myself, I need the most, I need more than you. And as we continue to trust the Lord, and I love the scripture, it says, He will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you, because he trusted him. So our mind has to be upon the Lord. Our trust has to be upon him. So then we can have perfect peace. As Colossians chapter 3, I believe, chapter 3 talking about, set your affection on things above, nothing on earth. For our life is a hidden in Christ with God. And that the Lord wants us to put our trust, to remind ourselves the source of peace is when we trust him. When we lack of peace, we know that. And this scripture tells clear that God promised us he will keep us perfect peace if our minds stay upon him, if we trust in him. So if we don't have peace, first thing we need to check it, is our mind, our minds stay upon him. Do we really trust him continually? So this thing is not one-time thing. I believe we continue to remind ourselves because we are human tendency to forget the thing that God has done. Just children of Israel, they forgot all the miracle God done for them. All the miracle and people around the nation around scared, intimidated by the power of God that have done to Egyptian, but they forgot it all. And they all died in wilderness. We know the story. They cannot enter the promised land because of their unbelief. Sometimes there's, you know, when we look at other source and we, you know, we stress certain things, and the Lord teaches us so clear that He wants us to put our trust in Him, not in man, because man sometimes can discourage us. And we even see the children of Israel. I want to take a look at Numbers chapter 14. Now, God the one brought them out of the land of Egypt, but they don't see God. All they see Moses. Every time they complain, Moses, why you bring us to this land to let us die in the wilderness? It's not there better any better land than the desert. So all they're seeing Moses. Let me turn in Numbers chapter 14, and we see that stated clearly after they. Moses sent God one Moses sent spy 12 spies to the Canaan to the land of Canaan, and they come back give it will 10 people give a report and only two give a good report. And so all the congregation after they were sharing 10 people give evil report. So this caused congregation lifted up their voice. Numbers chapter 14 verse 1. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and crying. People wept that night. All children of Israel complained against Moses, against Aaron. All they see is Moses, the one. They forget all God had done for them. They forget everything that God had brought them out of the land of Egypt. All the power and 10 times, I mean, depart the Red Sea. We all know this. We all know the story, the how God had brought them out and rainstorm hell. And I mean, the cloud by night, the fire, God was with them and so many miracles, and they forgot it. They forgot it all right now because one, they don't trust in God. In Hebrew chapter 3, talking about so clearly, their heart departed, unbelief, their heart unbelief depart from the living God. Hebrew chapter 3. So right here we see that they complain against God. They don't complain against God. Again, I'm sorry, they complain against Moses. They don't complain against God. We go down to verse 10. Okay, and all the congregation said to stone them with the stone. They will stone Moses, Joshua, and Caleb. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel, and the Lord responded. So, and we know the story later. Moses had to beg God to spare the children of Israel. So, from 20 years above, died all the wilderness, only the younger one in the promised land. So all they see is Moses. They don't see God. So we need to see. Now, I might say this right now, there's God raising people in our land. We might not see, but we need to trust God to pray for the person in authority. That's God commanded for every Christian. We should pray for our people who work in authority because God can change. Even the king's heart in the hand of the Lord, he can turn just like water. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1. And we need to trust the word of God. Regardless, just the same thing with Moses. Aaron didn't like Moses' wife. And Miriam, the same way. They spoke against Moses. And God come down and said, don't be afraid. You spoke against my servant Moses. And we see the story. So whenever we speak, we judge the authority, the person that God used, we may not agree with them. We end up judging God. That's what I see in the scripture so many times. The same thing with David. Oh, David, he's murderer. He's committed adultery. So what portion we have with the Jesse, the son of Jesse? And people want stone, well, want stone, the King David. But David, what God said to David, he is man after my own heart. No one qualified to be like to serve God, but we serve God picked people because the grace of God, the same thing with us. We are not qualified. We're not deserve to receive the greatest salvation of God, but because God so loved us, He wants us to understand that He, His obligation to take care of us if we trust Him, His obligation to provide us because He's our source. And He spoke to Abraham and said, "I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." And we know Galatians chapter 4, chapter 3, talking about Christ redeem us from the curse. So what? So the blessing Abraham belonged to Abraham, riches, honor. And glory. Abraham, long life, Abraham got it. Even King Solomon cannot obtain long life. So those who believe, walking with God, God lengthened their day. So we see sometimes we may see some people or some leadership. God taught me a lot through since 2020. Even the past and the people that I work with, they sometimes they don't like me. But I still honor the Lord one, still pray for them. Because judge not, you will not be judged. The same measure we it will measure back to us. Our Lord Jesus stated clear in, I believe, in Matthew chapter 7, from verse 1 and 2. So we want to judge people by grace and mercy so we can obtain grace and mercy. So we need grace and we need mercy of God because mercy rejoices over judgment. And we thank God, God has given us so many like incidents in the Bible showing us that do not trust in men because we will be discouraged from the trust in men. And also the Lord also talked to share with us, curse will trust in men. Let me turn on Jeremiah, I believe, chapter 17 from verse 5. Let me see if I remember correctly. Jeremiah 17 from verse 5. 17 from verse 5 through 6, I believe. 5. Yes. Thus says the Lord, cursed is man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. When we trust men, our heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes. Many people I have seen, they don't see when good comes. I don't, they totally forgot it. Some of people I used to live with. Many people from Vietnam wish they can be in U.S. They're already blessed. Just be in U.S. But the guy that lived with me, my roommate, I mean, he just like complaining, grab, complain all the time. I said, if you complain in U.S., I told him, there's no place for you on earth for you to satisfy. So he got stopped after that. I hope he learned from that. Anyhow, so right here with it. And we go over 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its root by the river and will not fear when heats come. Oh, hallelujah. It doesn't matter what's going on, but its leaves will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor cease from yielding fruit. Regardless, when we trust in the Lord, we will yielding fruit. We will be prosperous regardless. We see in the Bible recorded in a hard time, the people, the children of God, still blessing. Even Isaac sowing the land of famine. I mean, he sowing the drought season famine. He still reaped 100-fold because God blessed him. So we are children of God. We are blessed by God. We need to persuade ourselves. We are blessed. Until we say, like Andrew Womack said, I believe. I'm sorry, I use his example all the time because God used him to change my life. And I see real, I see working in me. I believe in you guys too and all of us. But if we have to believe that we are absolutely blessed by God, and then what we touch can be blessed. So if we like, oh, I don't know about me, how about this season? Should I do this thing to do that thing? Or should I, a lot of people invest in this, should I do this? But we need to ask the Lord because God can speak to us. Like last time I shared with dream and vision. And I share with all the church, boy, they're happy. And the Lord spoke to a lot of people. They invited me back to interpret the dream. Some of them I don't understand. I said, I don't understand. You got prophetic people, you need to help me. So a lot of pastors coming out and interpret the dream for me. Because so many, they said, I never heard God speak to me in dream. And I said, tonight you will hear. And sure enough, later I come back that the pastor asked me to share the message on dream. I did it 3, 4 times. I forgot. Maybe 3 times. Now they're dreaming and they ask the interpretation sometime. So we need to ask God because we are children of God. What are children? We join air with Christ, right? We join air with Christ. We call, like, we join air with God, we join air with Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 through 17. We have not received the spirit of bondage again, fear, but we receive spirit of sonship. If we look in the original text, that we receive spiritual sonship, okay? And son, then heir, joint heir with Christ. And also Galatians chapter 4 and from verse 5, 6, and 7. So we see that the Lord want us to continue to trust in him because that is our foundation. That's the source, that's the best place for us to live. Because if we trust in our money, trust in our job, guess what? If we don't have job, what are we gonna do? We're devastated. God wonder. I believe God is shaking a lot of things. And in my case, I share with you a little bit. I just got involved something. I lost more than $10,000, about $11,000. And I was like sad a little bit. And after 5 minutes, I'm like, why this thing is not bothering me? And then after, like, I went to bed that night and I just slept. Like, I'm like, I wake up in the morning, like, look like everything just gone. I asked the Lord, why God? 20 years ago, not even 20 or 15 years ago, when I lost just $500, I could not sleep for days. And the Lord reminded me, because you've been valued the thing of the kingdom of God. You've been spending time with me. Those things has no power over you. I want to check your heart, where your heart at. Oh, I was so grateful that the Lord showed me, because I've been focused on the thing of God. I've been focused. Yes, 10,000 to me, that's a lot of money. 11,000 to be exact. That's a lot of money. Now, future, that thing could be up to $1 million. I really believe that, because my stupidity, I'm easily to trust somebody. That's when in conversation that took place. And the Lord taught me great lesson on that. So my point is, they need to be shaken. So until nothing could not be, like, nothing can be shaken, remain, something remain. That's the Lord wants us. The love of God, the grace of God, the focus in heaven. So since that day, the Lord started showing me, just recently, this happened just recently, the Lord started showing me everything here on earth just temporary. And everything we do for the kingdom of God forever. That's the we that's now I understand more when he said, set your affection thing above. Why? Because eternal, everything in heaven is eternal, but we can feel here on earth. I'm so excited about that. Let me go to Hebrews chapter 12, I believe, talking about shaken, verse 27. Let's see if I'm correct. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, this yet once more indicate the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. The thing cannot be shaken may remain. So we want the thing of God in us. God created us. He placed us, Holy Spirit, placed the truth, the light, the peace, the joy of God in us may remain. The rest of this world, I pray, my prayer for myself, I pray God purify, cleansing me, my thoughts, my emotion, you know, everything that I want to be purified by the Holy Spirit. my thought, of course, my spirit. We are our spirit holy. You know, our mind sometimes not holy. David pray, I love you, pray. Let the word of my mouth, meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, unto you, Lord, my Redeemer. So we want, I believe we want purifying our word and our thoughts so we can communicate with the Lord at ease or easily. Because if we worry too much, we can't communicate with him. So we see that a lot of things and need to be shaken. I believe God is shaking us, certain area, certain places, certain thing. And I believe that our heart may be established in him. When our heart established in him, whatever going on, we still have peace, we still have joy. That's we can share with people around how you have such a peace, and we have opportunity to share. I work with public. I have more opportunity than a lot of you, like, you know, family working. I work with people every day. That's how I do for a living. And I thank God for opportunity to share the word of God, to share the grace of God, the goodness of God, because the goodness of God gonna change our life. And also we look in. The Lord wants us to learn how to cast our care upon him. We know the scripture, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, cast all your care upon me because I care for you. God cares for us. We must know that. Yes, I understand as a parent, you know, we're trying to provide, we're trying to plan, but if God is not blessing our plan, if God not blessing what we do, everything we plan can be useless. I really believe that. But when we trust in God, we do things like right now, like I've been sharing lifetime, it's a great time to invest. Just ask God. I've been doing something. I believe that soon money is not going to be an issue for me. I will not have to work 6 days. I believe when that thing happens, I'm going to sell my shop just like that. Yep. Yeah, I really believe that. So the Lord been showing me a lot of things, and but the Lord wanted to leave. We continue trusting his faithfulness, and I believe God gonna promote us. God gonna bless us. Let's see the goodness in the land of living. I really believe that because he's been doing so many things. I think God been preparing the church, maybe we see the day, maybe not the same thing in the future. I don't know. We find out. To me, I feel it's going to be changed. A lot of things are shifting. I believe God is cleansing our nation right now in spirit realm and take place. I think we can sense that. Let me turn on Psalm 27, 13. Psalm 27, 13. If we continue to trust and I believe we can experience supernatural, the provision, the money, the finance, the wealth, and we're going to have what God prepared for those who love Him. I really believe that. Because we want to share the gospel. We want to be about our Father business. If we limit it in our resources, it's going to be, I think, going to be very limited in sharing the word effectively. Because right now, everything we do, we have to travel, we do things, but it's cost. Okay, verse 13. I'm going to go to this in, let me see. I'm going to Amplified Bible. We'll see how Amplified Bible say. I like New Living Translation. Let me see New Living Translation. New Living Translation. This part. I like that part. Right here. Psalm 27, verse 13. Yet I am confident. Oh yes, I like this translation. Yet I am confident. I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. Hallelujah. I believe when we continue to trust Him, continue to press Him, continue to build ourselves by the Word of God. I believe the Word of God we need to have a day and night when we meditate it, what we're gonna secure, gonna bring our heart to establish our heart, and we're gonna live just like Isaac, regardless what's going on in this nation. If God wants us to sell certain things, to give to the place or invest, whatever the case, I believe that we're gonna have great harvest. Now we have to ask God, we have to pray, seek the Lord for the thing that where He wants us to plant during this time, for instance, or whatever God wants us to do, we need to be in tune with the Lord so we can be in tune with heaven. And I believe that gonna give us advance because we have Holy Spirit teach us all things. This means including what the time we live in, what should we be doing. Or we just like, oh, so scared, I can't do this, maybe lose money, can just like, oh, there's lion, oh, there's no rain, if I sold, there's nothing. So I believe if we think about like, you know, that kind of thing, I don't think we have the courage to do the thing for the kingdom of God. Because some people see opportunity, some people see fear and tormented. And I believe that the Lord wants us, yet I'm confident I will see the Lord's goodness or the goodness of God while I'm here in the land of the living. I believe we're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land that we live in our time. I believe God will do an amazing thing in our time right now. I believe that we should be rejoicing every day. The Lord showed me I should rejoice every day, the thing that God is doing in our land. So if we listen to news, listen to other things, other source, discouraged, but we have good news. We have the Word of God. This is a source, this is our foundation. And if we continue to plant the Word of God in our heart, continue to trust Him as we've been trusting Him, trusted in Him, and continue, especially in my case, I have to remind myself and the place that I started trusting God. And now I've been in the US 20 years. I continue to trust Him. I thank God for the grace given me to hunger and thirst after the thing of God. That's make me more blessed than any finance or God can bless. Let's say if God give me $1 million, if I keep trusting $1 million, what the point? If million is gone, I would be devastated. But I thank God. I believe as we continue to sow the word, continue to trust in God, I believe we're going to continue to receiving His goodness, continue experiencing His mercy, His grace never before. I really believe that. I really believe that we, especially the time we are living right now, and when we look back after the shaking, after all kind of going on right now, and later when we experience the goodness of God more and more, that's we can share with other believers. Just like Peter, the Lord said, when you return, you will strengthen the brethren. Without Peter, you know, a lot of people can relate to Peter, me too, and we all can relate to him. He has a yield for God, but when he used his flesh, followed the Lord. And then different, and when he understood the grace, the power of God, followed by the Spirit of God, we see his life impacted so many. So I believe we are the same if we trust in him with all our heart, regardless of what's going on, regardless what our nation going on, regardless what. But I believe that God is shaking something in us until something cannot be shaken. Those things remain can be precious before God, just like gold, pure gold can be valued, can be precious. God gonna, gonna reward us because of what we do. I believe this is unbelief. Whatever we do for the kingdom of God, there's reward. There's reward. There's bigger reward. There's smaller. The Bible talks about great reward when persecuted for the thing, the kingdom of God, for the thing that followed Jesus' name for his sake. We got reward. Great reward, the Bible tells us. And there's also reward to those who diligently seek him. There's reward for the thing that I believe the more we trust God. God gonna reward us. God gonna trust us. I believe when he trusted us, we are trustworthy. He gonna give us something that more than we can handle. I really believe it. I just pray that today, as we listen to the word of God, as we listen, continue to trust him, continue to walk with him. He gonna grounded us, rooted us in his love, in his grace, because it is good thing to establish our heart by the grace of God. I believe in Hebrews 13, verse 9, talk about it. We need to establish our heart by the grace of God, by the goodness of God. If we focus on our effort, oh, I need to read Bible, and we condemn ourselves. I need to do this, I need to do that. We don't want to condemn ourselves. There's no condemnation to those with Christ. I believe God wants us to live freely before him, whether, sometimes we make it or sometimes we forget. It's okay. We are children of God. We're still learning. We're still growing. We're not to the place that where we can communicate with God by the Spirit. Just like Enoch, he walked with God. He talked with God. He see in spirit realm. And we even though like we see many prophet in the past, like Elijah, he see in spirit too, but he still makes a mistake. But Elisha did much better. But Enoch, I read book Enoch, and I'm like, whoa, Enoch. He saw in spirit. He walked with God. He sees in spirit realm. He's amazing. He walked with God 300 years. And that's amazing. He able to, I read some of the book of Enoch. We see that he's different. And but God wants us to follow Abraham because that our father walked by faith. Abraham, he did not see like he asked see or ear hear in spirit realm. But God can speak, communicate with him in such a degree. But we see that he trusts in God more than other people trust God. I believe that's he called Father faith. We thank God for Abraham. And we have so many words, so many promise words. So we need to plant in our heart so our heart can be encouraged. Our soul can be established in the thing of God. So everything can be shaken, should be shaken, and something remain, maybe it could be precious, pure. Thank God. Amen. Amen. I think I'm through.
Will you pray for everybody before you finish, Jet?
Sure, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Father, we thank you, Lord. I pray tonight, Lord, whatever situation our brothers and sisters, your children go through. Father, I pray the grace, Lord God, your grace embracing, your goodness, your peace, Lord, pass all our heart, our mind, our understanding. Guard our heart, our mind. In you, Lord Jesus. Only in you we have peace. Only in you we have grace. We have truth. We have life. We trust you, Father. I pray that you strengthen, you comfort those who need a comfort. You strengthen those who need it, Lord. Every one of us need you more than we thought, Father. Lord, everything shaken, let it be shaken, Lord God. Let it be gone. And everything that you have given us, all things pass away, so become all things have become new. The thing that you, the Spirit, from the thing from heaven that you download to us, bring revelation, bring encouragement. Lord, I pray that you open our eyes, our spiritual ears to hear, to see the thing from the kingdom of God, because we are your children. We thank you, Father. We trust you, Holy Spirit, to reveal to us, teach us, show us the thing, because you have great things in store for those who love you, as you promised. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you as your children. We are partaker of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through us. We thank you, Lord. These are precious promises. Through your promises that we can partake our divine nature. We thank you, Father. We love you. We honor you. We thank you today to come. We're going to look back. The thing that we've been through going to be to God be the glory. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.